So if we look at the slide from a Sporomic study from Dr. Woodruff's publication, and we look at exacerbation rates or the prospective annualized exacerbation rate in the y-axis, regardless of how we define air obstruction, FEV1 to FVC cutoff, whether it's lower limit or of normal 0.65, 0.7, or 0.75, if you look at the middle sets of bar, one thing that is quite important is that regardless of the definition, we're seeing that individuals with CAT score over 10 who are have worse health status or symptomatic look very similar to those with a specified cutoff of COPD on the right, current or former smoker that don't have CAT scores over 10, and all the way on the right, defined COPD with CAT scores over 10. So you're seeing that the risk of exacerbation in current or former smokers with FEV1 to FVC over the specified cutoff, regardless of what it is, are still at higher risk of exacerbation.